This is Ozarks Lodge. With me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Welcome back to Ozarks Lodge, Michael.
Well, again, thanks for having me. I continue to be surprised that I get invited back, but it's I guess maybe a surprise is nice this during this COVID thing.
Well, there are good surprises and nice and bad surprises.
There you go.
You posted yesterday afternoon or midday yesterday home sales numbers. And what do they tell us as we go into what's almost the beginning of a seventh month of a pandemic?
Right. Well, speaking of good surprises, this is one. The Metro Home Sales, which is Sebastian, Crawford, Franklin, Logan, Scott, and then a couple of counties in eastern Oklahoma. There were 2,513 homes sold in that area in the first eight months of the year through August, ending through August. That was up 11.2%. And that pace of growth was up over the 6.2% gain through the first half of the year. So COVID has not prevented anyone from getting out and buying a house, that's for sure. And the value of those homes sold was almost $388 million, and that was up 12.4%. Now, in Sebastian County, which makes up about 49% of the total metro sales, the number of homes sold were 1,226. That was up 12% from the same period in 2019, and the value of the homes sold was just under $200 million, $199.2 million. And that was up 6%. And what we heard from Ashley Milton, she's the realtor with Chuck Fawcett Realty here in Fort Smith. She pulls the numbers together and gives us some analysis. Her take is that low interest rates, continued low interest rates, are making home prices affordable. And people cooped up in their homes, people have decided they want a better place to be cooped up in. And so that's moving some of the market. And she's also said, I kind of always ask for a look ahead, what's around the corner. And she said the thing they're seeing now is that she said she even called it a problem, just a low inventory. So few homes.
Oh, wow.
That are even move-in ready or priced to reflect whatever work they may need. And she said she's now encountering many multiple offer situations for those type of homes. And there just aren't that many homes out there. I've been following the home sales market here in Fort Smith Metro for a couple of decades now. It's very rare that I get a realtor tell me that the problem they're having is too few homes to sell. So kind of is a good problem, but anyway, the overall takeaway is it's nice to see that one aspect of the economy is moving at a pretty good clip.
From time to time, we talk about or around consumer confidence. It would seem, if people are willing to buy new homes, that there is some degree of confidence?
I think that's true. I think there's also a little mix, and it's going to be interesting to see what really happens going forward. You know, you listen to Mervyn Jevaraj, director, the economist there at the University of Arkansas, Michael Pacow, the economist at the University of Arkansas, Little Rock, your national economist. They are worried now that these stimulus checks that went out earlier this year, now the unemployment benefit, that unemployment benefit expansion is faded. It may be $300, who knows? That some uncertainty and a lack of money floating in the market could suppress not only consumer confidence, but consumer spending in the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So that if Congress or whatever states kind of don't get back to assuring folks that they're going to support the economy as long as COVID is still raging, I'm concerned that we'll start. So we're already seeing a downtick in retail sales. Those reports are already out. So we'll see if it translates to home sales.
And I know that after we had seen some upticks in employments, business travel is still nationally down by 90%. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Right. Yep.
Any good golf hole that doesn't involve a windmill takes more than two attempts to have success, and we're at attempt 2, 3, what for Fiana Hills? Where are we with the latest there?
Well, we're at the second attempt now. I think last time we talked mm-hmm. that the first attempt had been withdrawn, that there was a conflict between the owner, David Millay, and this local investor group, Fiana Golf, and they couldn't really decide on terms to extend the purchase date. The original offer was for $1.1 million, and the purchase date was supposed to be September 15th. Some issues arose during due diligence, and the Fiona Golf, this local investor group, wanted to extend it. Well, that didn't happen, so they withdrew their offer to buy it. Well, I talked to Pete Charlton. Again, he's the spokesman for this Fiona Golf group. He said they met September 3rd. He said the unanimous consensus was to raise a little bit more money and go back at David Millay, the owner. The facility has been closed since December 31st, 2018. And I got to tell you, the course and the club's starting to look pretty shabby, which doesn't help property values. So they're wanting to get something moved on it pretty quick. They were at the time planning to send out roughly 1,600 letters to area homeowners, let them know what they're doing. They're going to, like they said, raise a little bit more money, make another approach at Millay. Charlton said if everything went well, they want to do some major renovation on the clubhouse, put in new fairways and greens, bring in a professional management company, and hopefully have all that finished in the course and club ready to open by spring 2021. We'll see.
Another topic that you and I have talked about frequently over the past several months, the tourism industry, how it's being affected by the pandemic. We know that it's taking a hit. We heard Stuart Walton at a press briefing this week mention that. We've heard Mervyn Jebaraj, who's with the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas, mention it. So we know that it is taking a hit.
Yeah, and we put out the Arkansas tourism ticker last week, and I think we talked about that then, where you had double digits, in decreases in hospitality tax collections among the 17 cities we survey. The state's 2% tourism tax was down over 30%. But what I wanted to do with this story that we posted this week is just really look at the impact on the Fort Smith Metro. Van Buren hospitality tax revenues is down almost 12%. And the Fort Smith hospitality tax revenue is down 37%. Mm. That is a huge hit. The difference is someone might want to say, well, why? These cities are connected. They're almost the same one big city. But the difference is Van Buren collects both a lodging tax and a prepared food tax, where the Fort Smith tax revenue is just from hotel revenue. So the hotel, everyone will tell you the hotels have taken the biggest hit.
Right.
You can't do curbside hotel service. So we talked to Meryl Purvis. She's head of the Van Buren Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she talked about how, it's been bad, but she's seeing an increase in restaurant activity. A lot of it, she said, is because the city, there's part of the city that straddles Interstate 40. They still get a lot of travel business, especially through the quick service, the fast food restaurants. So that's holding them up for now. The problem, though, with that, Kyle, is that, that's really not, that's not supporting the higher end jobs within the tourism sector. So it'll be interesting to see how these numbers, you talked about the business travel at 90%. That being down 90%, that sounds rough until you realize it's been kind of trending at 95%. Mm. So it's just a little bit of improvement. We'll see if that trickles down to the Fort Smith metro area, even in the metro area, for that 2% tax, which is a good measurement because it's a broad indicator of travel and tourism activity. That tax is down 31.4% in Sebastian County. Through the first half of the year, it was down 21% in Crawford County through the first half of the year. You compare that to Pulaski and Benton counties. Those are the two most active counties in terms of travel and tourism. Pulaski was down 38%, and Benton County was down 45%, which probably is largely a reflection of the lack of travel from Walmart and suppliers.
And you can follow the storylines to other topics we've talked about, and find out about drones delivering Walmart groceries, all at talkbusiness.net. Michael, thank you very much. Talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. I hope so.